I now can sing since I've been redeemed.
I'm on the everlasting rock.
I faith in Christ, my Redeemer King.
I'm on the everlasting rock.
This is the voice of hope.
How big is God?
Though man may strive to go beyond the reef of space, to crawl beyond the distant glimmering stars, this world's a room so small within my master's house. The open sky, but a portion of his yard.
How big is God?
How big is God? How big and wide is vast domain?
To sing
his praise, these lips can only start.
He's big enough.
As winter's chill may cause the tiny seed to fall, to lie asleep till waked by summer's rain, this heart grown cold will warm and throb with life anew. The Master's touch will bring the
Thank you, Sharon Singers, for reminding us of what a great God we serve. And thank you, my friend, for joining me today for this edition of The Voice of Hope. I'm J. Mark Horst, your host for this weekly Bible teaching broadcast. Each week, the Bible teaching broadcasts of Heralds of Hope circle the globe in English and 14 other major languages. We've had responses from nearly 190 countries of the world. And friend, that could not have happened, nor could it continue to happen, without your prayers and financial support. We're so grateful for each one of you who partners with us. And if you're not one of our partners, we'd love to have you join us. You too can share in the joy and blessing of seeing others come to faith in Christ or grow in their walk with Him. Let the choir challenge and encourage you with their song.
Send forth reapers, hear us, Lord, to Thee.
Thank you, Altar of Praise Chorale. On the last several programs of the Voice of Hope, we've been exploring some of the Psalms together. And today, we'll hear the final program in the series. In just a few moments, you'll hear the voice of Dr. J. Otis Yoder, the original Bible teacher on the Voice of Hope. His teaching has been translated into numerous languages, and it still blesses many listeners today. His exposition on this broadcast is taken from Psalm 90 and is titled, We Need God. I know you'll be blessed by his teaching on this program. So here now is Dr. Yoder.
The greatest need anyone has is the need for God. You might think you have other needs that are more important, but you are wrong. You need God more than anything else. I need him more than anything else, David once wrote. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped, for I was envious of the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked, until I went into the sanctuary of God. Then I understood their end. You see what I mean? I'll be ministering on this program from Psalm 90 to encourage you. I will be discussing this fact. We need God. It's a precious truth that we can reach out to God in prayer and find him. He is near every one of us. Now, shall we turn to Psalm 90, and we shall have the scripture lesson. Here is the passage of scripture. We need God. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou turnest man to destruction and sayest, Return, ye children of men. For 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Thou carriest them away as with a flood. They are like a sleep. In the morning they are like grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourisheth and groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withereth. For we are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long? And let it repent thee concerning thy servants. O satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us, and the years wherein we have seen evil. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands, establish thou it. Now, Father, again, we want to seek thy blessing as we come to this passage of Scripture. We're asking, Lord, that its truth may become real to us, and that we may be able to understand how much we need God. This I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to talk to you about this great truth. We need God. Yes, we need God. From Adam's day to this day, people have thought they could get along without God. That's a trick of Satan, I want to tell you, because we were made to be with God. We were made to share with God. Now, some have taken an opposition stand against God and have tried to say, no, he doesn't exist. That's a counterfeit of Satan, because they don't know whom they're serving. In the long run, my friend, no one can get along without God. We need God. From this psalm, I have set up several proofs to show you why we need God. First, there is the brevity of life. The psalmist makes it very clear that God exists from eternity to eternity, because he says that before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth of the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Now, I'll freely admit that that's a concept difficult for us to grasp, but that doesn't change it. Just because I can't understand it doesn't mean it isn't true. But then, we need an abiding object of trust. The psalmist says, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. What a comfort. What a comfort to know that we can trust in the same God that Moses trusted in, that Abraham trusted in. He's been our object of trust in all generations. And therefore, we must trust in God. Our life is only a flick of time compared with God. We don't have any time at all. Just look at verses 4 to 6. 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday, and as a watch, that's 3 hours, as a watch in the night. No, what we have is just a flick of time compared with God. He says, thou carriest them away as with the flood. They're like a sleep. In the morning they're like grass which grows up. In the morning it flourisheth and groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withereth. We have no time at all. Our little flick of time is barely a dot on this long line of eternity. We need God. We need him sorely because of the brevity of life. We barely begin it until we're at the end of it. I was rudely shaken some years ago when I realized I was half as old as my father was when he passed away. Now I'm older. Yes, time goes so fast. We need God because there is the brevity of life. We need God because there is the gravity of life. We learn in this psalm that God is angry with sin. We are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. That's a clear statement in the Scripture. God is angry with sin. And sometimes the Bible even says that God is angry with the sinner, because the sinner propagates the sin. There is a gravity to life. Our sins are open before him. Our secret sins are open before him. The psalmist reminds us that God has set our iniquities before him, and our secret sins are open known to him. In the light of his countenance, he puts it. That's a very grave situation. You see, we cannot hide anything from God. He understands exactly how we are and what we are. We may try to have secret sins, but he knows them. Because God is angry with sin, our sins are open before him. Therefore, we need God to cleanse us. Our days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle. We may have 70 years. We may have 80 years. 80 years is 80 years. We may have 80 years, but what are those 80 years? Their strength, labor, and sorrow. It's always uphill business. We're always working at it. So the psalmist said, teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Because of the gravity of life, because God is angry with sin and our sins are open before him, therefore we need God to cleanse us. We need to know how to walk before him. Believe me, we need God. Otherwise, we simply cannot make it. We simply cannot make it without God. We need God because of the gravity of life. And then there is the gratification of life. God is a source of true joy. We long for joy in our affliction, just like the psalmist said. We need God to bring us gratification and joy. Our days are full of affliction and evil. We must constantly wrestle, as I say, against these conditions of life. The psalmist put it that way too. He spoke about the affliction and the years in which we have seen evil. Our days are full of trial, trouble, tribulation, testings, evil. But God can bring gratification, joy into that. Look at verse 14. Isn't that a beautiful verse? Oh, satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Hallelujah. There is gratification in life, but only in God can there be glory and joy. So we look to him. We need him. And his work will appear unto us, his servants, and his glory unto our children. Then the beauty of the Lord our God will be upon us. And he will establish the work of our hands upon us, and the work of our hands he will establish. There's a real gratification in life once you acknowledge that you need God. God must be there in order for these gratifications to be realized. I just want to keep on stressing that, because you see, so much of life today among many people is just shallow. No depth, no real joy. It's just happiness, fleeting for the moment, without any deep and abiding joy. But when we acknowledge our need of God, and he satisfies us early with his mercy, then we rejoice and are glad all our days. Yes, there's a gratification in life, and it comes because God is there. We need God to achieve this kind of gratification, this kind of realization in life. So there are three proofs. Life can only have true meaning when we are properly related to God. This is so because there is that brevity of life. It's so short. It's so short. And there's that gravity of life. It's so serious. Life is serious. and there's that gratification in life. When there's real joy, we need God for real joy in life. With God's help, with God's presence, life develops into its true potential, into its true potential. Praise the Lord.
Take the world, but give me Jesus. All its joys are but a name, but His love abides forever through eternal years the same. Take the world, but give me Jesus, sweetest comfort of my soul. With my Savior watching o'er me, I can sing though billows roll.
Oh, the height and depth of mercy, oh, the length and breadth of love,
oh, the fullness of redemption, pledge of life and love.
Take the world, but give me Jesus. In His cross my trust will be,
till with clearer, brighter vision, face to face, my Lord I see.
Oh, the height and depth of mercy, oh, the length and breadth of love.
Oh, the fullness of redemption, pledge of endless love above.
My friend, were you blessed by this teaching? If so, praise God. And if you'd like to review the teaching or share it with a friend, it's available to you either in print or on an audio CD. Just ask for the teaching by its title, We Need God. You can request this teaching by using our email address, hope@heraldsofhope.org. Or you can pick up your phone and call us toll-free at 866-960-0292. Or finally, you can mail your request to the Voice of Hope, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a copy of the teaching titled, We Need God, in print or on an audio CD. Or you can log on to our website, heraldsofhope.org, and listen to the program at your convenience. You can also visit our Facebook page to see a daily prayer request, learn about upcoming events, or read an encouraging testimony. And that's also an easy way for you to send a message to us. We'd love to hear from you. Now, once again, you can contact us by email at hope@heraldsofhope.org. By mail, The Voice of Hope, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Or pick up your phone and call us toll-free at 866-960-0292 and ask for your copy of the teaching, We Need God. Now, friend, if you'd like to help support this ministry financially, you can include a gift with your letter. Or you can donate securely online at our website, heraldsofhope.org. Or by calling our toll-free number, 866 9600292. Truly, it is God's grace, accompanied by your fervent prayers and your generous financial support, that will enable the Voice of Hope to be on the air until Jesus comes in the air. Now, friend, I hope you'll join me next week for the Voice of Hope. And until we meet again, remember with me why we need God.
Years of time have come and gone since I first heard it told how Jesus would come again someday. If back then it seemed so real, then I just can't help but feel how much closer His coming
and strife on air.